This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. And welcome back to a year of diversity, 1971. We started with the hard rock of the Estes Brothers, moved on to the funky horn-infused Rastus, and now the singer-songwriter sound of Alex Bevin. Alex was an alum of East Cleveland Shaw High School and the University of Akron. It's there that he took the backup musician part for the Irish folk singers Gusty and Sean at Fagan's in the Flats, shortly thereafter recording an LP of his own, No Truth to Sell. The single Linda's Song from that album got some local airplay. But in true garage fashion, we're going with the B-side to that single, Brady Street Hotel. Now, there's no Brady Street in Cleveland, but there is one in Kent. Let's assume that's what it refers to.
Ring the golden bells of laughter. Ring them loud. Ring the chimes of music. The silence. It hangs here like a shroud, checking out of the Brady Street Hotel. These empty rooms have served us well. Pictures keep on a-drifting through my head. Happiness and sadness. The warm hours spent just talking in your bed. Checking out of the Brady Street Hotel. These empty rooms have served us well. Came here for the summer. Now it's fall. Parties and madness. These rooms, they just smile upon it all. But now no more. Oh, the golden ringing bells. Of laughter, ring them loud, ring the chimes of music. The silence that hangs here like a shroud. Checking out of the Brady Street Hotel. Out of the Brady Street Hotel.
It was 5 years later, in 1976, that Alex released his next LP, Springboard, the album that got him noticed, becoming a big deal in Northeast Ohio. And it was all mostly because of the song Skinny. Alex played that song a lot, and every time he did, it was just a bit different. But one version became the crowd favorite, the one recorded live at the Cleveland radio station, WMMS, a song describing us ectomorphic Midwestern young men to a T.
You want to make a hit record? I'll tell you what you do. You go to Cleveland and you order yourself up a brew. You look at the bubbles. Raise your glass, take another drink, you watch the time pass and you go, ow! Shazam, feeling grand, guess I'm mosey into town, raise hell all around, I'm gonna have a good time. Damn, you better ham out the boogie till I'm blind. I got a quarter dollar wine, I wanna get myself primed. Running down the road, I got the back tire smoking. The highway's open, not a cop in sight. No red light flash, I'm gonna hamper my action. My path is clear, my timing's right. And I'm a skinny little boy from Cleveland, Ohio. I come to chase your women and drink your beer. Pop the top off a rolling rock, turn up that rock and roll. Don't lay no boogie-woogie. Music in my soul. Second gear down Main Street, roaring into town. Women, grab your children, bolt the door, shut her down. Peeking out from windows while the men folk pray. They speak in frightened whispers. Hell, the weak ones faint. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a demon in the air? A fire-breathing baby-eating mother-beating bear? Is it murder? Is it rape? Is it the Watergate tapes? Or a mere hallucination caused by folks from outer space? Going to skinny little boy from Cleveland, Ohio. He's come chase your women, drink your beer. Riding to the bar, he's got a girl on every arm and three or four to spare. Hell yeah, ain't he neat, dressed to kill from head to feet. The tavern glides down and people stare in disbelief. He got the chrome-plated platforms 9 inches high. Batteries in the soul, neon lights on the side. A patent leather jacket with a picture on the back. It's Marilyn in the nude with a tattoo on her ass. It says, skinny little boy from Cleveland, Ohio's come to chase your women. Drink your beer, stand aside from the bar if you haven't come to drink. Throw your water in the sink, give me whiskey in my glass. The bourbon tastes mean, but it sure beats Listerine. It gets your breath twice as clean, get your high twice as fast. Run out of wild turkey, Jack Daniels is fine. Keep your chin in tight, a cold rib wine. Tequila in a pinch, or even vodka's all right. I got a roaring in my ears, got a burn in my eyes. And I'm a skinny little boy in Cleveland, Ohio. Come drink your women and chase your beer. Good people, good people. Now you know my story, you're aware of my curse and how this decent model citizen was transformed by lust and thirst. Take heed of my warning, walk the straight and narrow trail, shun the galley painted ladies, bright lights and booze, wealthy, sitting all alone watching TV, home in bed, and you're skin will start to prickle and your hands will start to sweat. You reach for the bottle just as sure as I stand. You raise it to your lips, you take a drink, and then shazam, you're an ectomorphic young man from the Midwest come to rape, pillage, and plunder all over flatland of Cleveland. Skinny little boy.
But it wasn't all just fun and games. Yeah, it was.
Ow! I want to tell you, we're going to call this one Have Another Laugh on Cleveland Blues. Ow! They say the best things in life are here. And though the skies are very seldom clear here, we got a city full of dreams, and we call our city Cleveland. It's the best location in the nation. Temporarily caught in a bad situation, from the council chambers to the city hall, it seems they finally see the writing on the wall. Projected layoffs in the bunches. Well, at political lunches, the topic of discussion ain't elections, it ain't the Russians. It goes, whose fault's the default? The city sits with empty vaults. CEI gets old muni, cause we ain't got that do-re-mi. And a city cannot stand if it's divided. But Cleveland's always been east and west sided. Oh, a little schizoid perhaps, but then we got flats, steel mills, smokestacks, and chemical urns, and the only damn river in the world burns. It's the home of Howard the Duck and the Kilbasi Kid. It's where Ziggy and Dorothy Fulltime also live. It's the rock and roll capital of the world. It's plain, it's where the Cleveland Orchestra got its name. It's still full of old world charm, you see? Charming mediocrity. What I'm trying to say is we have a nice little city here. On the east side, we have Little Italy, Great Spaghetti, and Goodbye Danny Green. Little Israel, also known as Cleveland Heights. And we got Little Poland, sometimes known as Parma. And suburbs so geographically neatly attached so as to make a picture on the map. Oh, if our city planning should draw your perusal, just see how they plan this year's snow removal. I say Cleveland's a land of dreams and maniacal schemes. If you got a taste for the strange or crave bizarre, the Midwest Oz is what we are. We had the first black mayor of a major American city. We have the first American city with a mayor who set his hair on fire twice while dedicating a bridge. And it's the only city with a landmark tower that is terminal overlooking a lake that is eerie. And it's the only city that has more police chiefs than Indians. Cleveland Indians, that is. It's where we don't know where our basketball games will be played from week to week. And it's where busing broke down along with the school board. And it's the only city in America where the former mayor's wife couldn't have lunch with Mrs. Gerald Ford because it would interfere with her bowling night. And it's where currently members of the city council are under indictment for bribery and some sort of carnival kickback scandal. And where the council president, after indictment, walked into council chambers and he received a standing ovation. And it's also where the mayor beat the recall by 236 votes and declared it an overwhelming victory. Yeah! So I'm gonna tell you one more thing. I got one more thing to say. If you got money in your pants and a wild hair up your sleeve, then you grab yourself a freighter and cruise to Cleveland. We'll watch Dennis the Kucinich, the people's mayor to the finish, appeal to you, appeal to me, to the FCC on local TV. We all hope the city doesn't go down. It's just clutching at straws like men who drown. And I know we're gonna make it through. We're gonna make it proud and smiling too, cause we can laugh at ourselves. How about you? How about that, America? We'll call this another laugh on Cleveland Blues. You laughing? I'm laughing. One laugh on Cleveland Blues. La, ba, ba.
It really wasn't all novelty type songs from Alex. The title cut to 1978's Grand River Lullaby is example. There is no other way to describe it. A downright beautiful song.
How come we always end up fighting anymore? Love should flow gently hand in hand. Oh, I love you, but I can't cry. Different end. Somehow we've got to work together, work it out, before our dreams are trapped like ships upon the land. Wrong and right don't matter now, or cast away your doubts. I love you, you're my lady, I'm your man.
life for before the coming fall. Crickets make a melody, ah, the leaves whisper the words, and red-tailed hawks on high their circles crawl. I want to take you where the water winds, make love beneath the pines, hold you forever beneath the starry sky, sing the grand river way.
I know I keep saying how Mr. Bevan should be considered a serious singer-songwriter, one that can hold his own anywhere in the country. But I'm going to, once again, present another cut along the lines of Skinny and Have a Laugh on Cleveland Blues. This time credited to Alex Bevan and the Buzzard Band, The Buzzard Song, a WMMS vehicle to celebrate their 10th anniversary on the air.
Get you home from work, and then it shows you where it's at. Betty can build a bash, you're gonna get you through the night. We got the sound, we got the power. Got to
10 years old. Rock and roll. Cleveland music has a place to start. 101 and a buzzard's heart.
Once upon a time in Cleveland, Ohio, there was a bored little buzzard who got too tired to hang out and watch the Cuyahoga River burn. He went and got three pubescent pigeons, went out, saw a bunch of
another fun story song from Alex from his South Shore Serenade LP from 1998. Helping out with the dialogue is Michael Stanley. Monster in Lake Erie.
Picture at all, a caption, a couple of words, something about a boat full of fellas out fishing. Second time this week, some guys had turned up missing.
The sky was steel and the water was gray. Out there in the water, something's moving our way. Kinda looks like a dragon that's swimming like a snake, moving silent through the water and it's leaving no wake.
It's big, it's long, it's slimy, it's green. A nightmare exploding from a summer dream. It's out in Lake Erie, and I swear that it's true. There's a monster in the water, and it's coming for you. Coming for you, coming for you. A monster in the water.
I finished my coffee and put the paper down. Loaded my rods in the truck and hit it into town. Picked up bait for the day, some ice, beer, and wine. Met the fellas at the dock and pulled the kicker's cord by nine. Motored out about a mile and it was giggles and grins. The perch were hitting fast, they were all bellies and fins. I was baiting up my hook when I saw something surprising. Something moving fast out on the edge of the horizon. I thought about that paper, I thought of missing boats, but went back to killing fish and lit another smoke.
Half a league away, standing on the shore, a young boy looks up as he thinks he hears a roar. Then he hears a thunder crack, he sees the splintered boat. Two men are drowned, but one is still afloat. He's swimming for the shore, thrashing hard, and now he's screaming. But something pulls him under, and the lad thinks that he's dreaming. And he runs to tell his mother, but stops along the path. He knows they won't believe him, and he tries to catch his breath. And he tries to form the words, but they catch inside his throat. He wanders back to the lake, looking like he's seen a ghost. That's when he sees the second boat bobbing in the mist. And he sees what's swimming toward it and begins to gnaw his fist.
It's big, it's long, it's slimy, it's green. A nightmare exploding from a summer dream. It's out in Lake Erie, and I swear that it's true. There's a monster in the water, and it's coming for you. Coming for you, coming for you. A monster in the water.
The sky was steel, the water was gray. Out there in the water, something moving away. Like a dragon, but it's swimming like a snake, moving silent through the water and it's leaving no way.
I had just tagged the steelhead, I was reeling him in when the boat caught a wave and a little puff of wind. And then I saw those eyes and I saw my buddy crushed, and I wondered what the paper would say about us.
It's big, it's long, it's slimy, it's green. A nightmare floating from a summer dream. It's out in Lake Erie, and I swear that it's true. There's a monster in the water, and it's coming for you. Coming for you, coming for you. A monster in the water. Ho, ho, ho.
I mentioned earlier when we began discussing 1971 how diverse the year was among album releases. That diversity extended to individual single releases as well. In the mold of Rastus, another horn rock band, this one from Dayton, The Third Trick, and their only record, It Hurts Me, found on the Dayton, Empyrée, and Al label.
Thank you. at my window, I'm thinking of you, girl. Oh, these tears I've tried to stop, I don't even try, girl. It hurts. The price of loving you, girl. It hurts me. It hurts me. Because I love you. I really, really love you. Standing at my window, stop. I don't even try to go. It hurts me. It hurts me. Because I love you. I really, really love you. Well, do you have to?
Here anywhere else but here on the Final Garage.
Thank you.
It was the Temptations that gave us psychedelic funk soul, a subgenre that was also apparently alive and well in the Dayton area. Proof being Stone Cold White, and their first single on the one release to their name label, Sure and Tell, with the cut You Know. Next up, a single and an EP from the Cincinnati record label Jewel by that city's Cool Heat and Oxford's Beechwood Farm. Can't find much, actually can't find anything about Cool Heat other than they were on that label, and I'm assuming that they were actually from Ohio. Their single, The Other Side of Us, is worthy regardless. Beechwood Farm, however, has a pedigree, formed out of the remnants of the Lemon Pipers by band members who wanted to play their own music without being saddled with the bubblegum label. Their only record was a limited release promotional EP on Jewel. We'll hear two cuts from The Farm, Everlovin' Woman and Green Fog, very reminiscent of the Lemon Pipers. Two records that wrap up 1971. We'll be right back. 1972 was also an interesting year in the state, a year when Six Acts released an LP. But one, when releasing that album, also released some controversy involving the cover art of the record. The band was from Warren and called themselves Mom's Apple Pie. The cover featured a hot apple pie with one slice missing that clearly reveals female genitalia, which was quickly withdrawn, soon to be replaced with a picture of a brick wall and razor wire in place of the offending body part. You gotta wonder what graphic artist Nick Caruso and his psychiatrist routinely talked about. But the truly criminal thing here is, the cover art is what this band is unfortunately known for, not the music inside, because this was a good album by an equally good band. The follow-up LP, benignly titled Number 2, had no cover graphics, just text, and was released 1 year later in 1973. Mom's Apple Pie was a horn band, the third we featured from the last 2 years in Ohio music, showing just how influential Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears were during this time period. From their first self-titled LP found on Terry Knight's Brown Bag label, here's the single, Dawn of a New Day, and a great cover of Spirits, Mr. Skip.
Don't you know? Dawn of a new day, put it in your heart.
and from their sophomore release, not coincidentally titled Number 2, here's Can You Hear Me? There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Not sure if you know, she hears up some news.